Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Middle School language arts teacher Jody Knight and Mark Thompson, student supervisor with Pella High School, joins us on today's program to talk about their participation in the recent Vermeer teacher internship program. And we're sitting here at Vermeer Corporation today to talk about a program that you participated in to bring back to the Pella High School and middle school students to share a little bit about what's happening in manufacturing and, of course, here in our hometown. First of all, let our listeners know a little bit about the program that you've participated in and some of the key points and ideas that you were able to kind of gather over the course of, it sounds like, multiple sessions.
Yes, we began here last Friday, so Friday to Friday, and we covered the mile. We didn't run it, but we traveled it, and we were in offices, we were in buildings, we saw the things being assembled, being welded, being painted, and we got to meet a number of our former students, graduates of Pella High School, some that have gone on to community colleges, some have gone on to four-year schools. We saw the gamut of what happens here. And as I was talking to a group earlier today, the vastness, the V for vastness in Vermeer, this is, there's 3,500 employees here. I mean, there's 600 dealerships that aren't even in Pella across this country, across the globe. In 60 nations, they make 200 different types of products. It's not the hay baler. It's more than that. And I don't know that we, in the terms of the Pella community, see that vastness of what's just here on this mile. It's kind of overwhelming.
Yes, it was great. There were six of us, so we had representatives from Pella Christian and Eddyville, Blakesville as well. And so as the team, during the week, we were able to grow and make connections between what we were seeing and how it would impact our classrooms back in the room. That was probably the most exciting part for me. And the culture here, from day one, I couldn't believe the connection between the culture at a manufacturing plant is very, very similar to the culture that we tried to create in the schools. I didn't expect to see that at all.
Well, and both of you in the education world obviously are aware of the push, I think, right now of work-based learning and some of these programs that put students in places like Vermeer while at the same time they're still running curricular at your buildings. What about those kinds of aspects did you get to see from the other side? Obviously, in your chairs, you get to see students in your buildings, in your hallways, but what from a connection back standpoint do you see of current students even maybe that are starting to kind of matriculate into Vermeer?
We have been here on now two Fridays, and every Friday that we've been here, there's also been a recruitment day. New employees come and apply. And even as late as last night, I took a look at how many openings are here, okay, at Vermeer. And I'm just not talking here in Pella, which is, there was 58 openings here. There's 78 in the state of Iowa. There's 130 throughout the entire company. And that includes, there was 54 openings in corporate, 33 in production, 32 in industrial dealerships, 5 in forage. So there's a variety of openings. And if that's after graduation from high school, again, after graduation from a two-year, four-year, we saw that. We walked around and we saw former students. When did you graduate from Pella High School? Oh, 2013, okay. When did you graduate? Oh, 2009. We see that. Our Pella Christian, Keith Anderson, he counted 27. He saw 27 of his former students in this week that we were here. There's opportunity.
Well, and you're kind of in that younger age, but even what are the connections now that you can make back to those that are seventh and eighth graders that are just starting to think about that journey, knowing that there are opportunities like the apprenticeship programs and all the above that are really starting to gain some traction at the next level in the high school?
A couple of ways. One way was I learned the connections between what we teach in our classrooms and how it can be used in the world. Here, marketing for me with writing was one aspect. The continuous improvement piece of it was really interesting because we're just embarking on using Leader in Me in our middle school, and there were so many aspects of that, creating student leaders and having them involved in our processes and help solving problems. And that's how they do it here in Vermeer. They put a team of a variety of people together and they go through that continuous improvement to create a plan of and an action plan to eliminate the problem. And I was really excited about seeing how we could implement that with our Leader in Me this fall.
So for both of you as educators, you know, learning is always a part of the job, right? And it's something that you do continuously. Is there anything about this week that surprised you that you'll bring back to students right away beyond maybe Leader in Me and beyond some of these other things you mentioned? Anything that really surprised you even personally that you think you can make a connection with a student with as soon as this fall?
I think the developing talents, somebody's called it here, tapping you on the shoulder. Somebody recognizing a talent in another person that maybe they don't recognize in themselves. And so as me in the role of a teacher, I'm thinking, I need to even plant those little seeds for seventh and eighth graders. Oh, you're a really good artist. You know, I saw an artist who is now a welder at Vermeer, or somebody who's great in the writing aspect of it, you know, or the digital media. There's the marketing that you could go into. So for me, it just opened my eyes to notice a kid's talents and then to maybe get a little nudge in a direction to at least give them an idea of what to look for.
We heard with every speaker we had, would be happy to come out and meet with your students. And actually there is volunteer time available for current employees to come out and talk about what they have to do here. I'm in a unique situation at Pella High School because I have time through the lunch periods to, I have study tables, if you will, and I can arrange those so I can have speakers come in. I've gotten an initial commitment from my principal to have that happen. And to hear what we heard, and some of these will come in. Ben Hendrick is here, and he's working with the virtual hydraulics drilling program. And he can display that, put that in a trailer and bring it over to us. I can have him in the front parking lot. I'm brainstorming here with him. We already have done this. But here he is, a graduate of Pella High School, of Central, and here he is here, and he can tell his story. There's a lot of stories out there. People are the first priority that we have, that Vermeer has. Principals and products and profits are thereafter. There's even T-shirts in the hangar here that even convey that. But it's all about people, and we've seen that this whole entire week.
Once again, that was Mark Thompson and Jody Knight with the Pella Community School District describing their experience with the Vermeer Teacher Internship Program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.